This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome back. Now, let's pick up where we left off.
We're Luna.
And this is Gayotic.
Our podcast about absolutely nothing and yet everything, hosted by us homosexuals.
Who all share one brain cell.
Oh my God.
I'm Josette.
I'm Katie.
I'm Naomi.
The three of us have been in a band together for years. We've been friends for a decade, and we've been gay since the beginning of time.
Oh, yes.
Okay, snap. We have our best friend ever, Amber Bain, on the pod
best
today.
And title that I've already decided. One of these days, I'm gonna snap.
I said when we were gonna do this, I was gonna burst, and I bursted. With pleasure.
Okay, so Amber's been telling me for the past couple of days that she was nervous.
I am nervous. I'm shaking a bit. I'm like, we've known you for. I was thinking about this when I was driving here. How long? What year was that?
Probably 10 we've known you for like 10 years.
No. Well, but maybe like
yeah,
6
around cuz we when did we do met no. you shortly South, after
Southwest
we started
Festival. Probably 2016.
Yeah. Wait, but let me finish what I was saying. So Amber was nervous to be on the pod, and then she told me on the walk over here that she had made a list of things that she could talk about.
Yeah, we'll
wait.
Can
we go through it really quick?
It's so cute. It reminds me of when I had a boyfriend in like sixth grade. I would have a list of things to talk
about.
Before
that's I called really him. Sweet. Yeah. I really like that.
None
like,
of these things are actually one really relates to you guys.
Wait. What's Amber. The list?
Oh, you know what is a cute memory? Mm-hmm. It is us sitting at that restaurant in Amsterdam. I think we remember this conversation differently. Well, yeah, precisely.
Oh, yeah. when you asked me if I thought you were gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is Katie. Katie,
no, but that's not how I remember it.
Oh, sorry.
You asked that question too, I think.
Yeah, we were like similar in that way.
You told me
think I might be gay when you had already been in like three, like in multiple.
That's one of my favorite things about you.
I was straight, that's so real.
The three girlfriends, and then I was like, okay, fine, I'm bi. And then, but I think it's because I still slept with men. So
yeah, that's
I was
my, like, that's I the you. Most curious thing. Would you fuck them now or no? Fuck them.
I mean, I feel like I recently kind of dated a 21-year-old
guy. I remember you saying that.
Which is crazy.
Which is so young.
He's actually 22. No. I was at the time 27, so it was still quite weird for me, I think.
No, I mean, at 21, I would say you're
But you we didn't we adult? Didn't do stuff, really.
No, I wouldn't do
I didn't want to do stuff.
But I hate dating people that are younger than me. Like, honestly.
Go to therapy.
I never have, apart from that person.
Yeah.
From him. He was very lovely. But
I feel like, I mean, this is everyone listening to this, close your ears. We are so fucking dumb, okay?
Dude, I feel like my brain is inflamed.
But I do, it's like, you can absolutely, like, mechanically enjoy being around men and having sex with men and be 100% gay.
Yeah, but you is, know that, what I mean? But is that happening to you?
Like, no, absolutely not.
I don't want to do it, but I can
having
do it.
A boyfriend and being, it's like, and being fine with it.
Wait,
I don't want
I was
one.
Talking about Halloween Horror Nights yesterday, which is like, you know, the thing where people get, you go through the amusement park that's like scary. And I think then I would like a boyfriend.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not going, but there are certain times in my life where I'm like, a man is necessary.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about like who's the boyfriend. And sometimes
or walking home at night, sometimes I want a boyfriend.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love a boyfriend for paying for stuff.
Maybe I just want a bodyguard.
Yeah, totally.
But a bodyguard who's my best friend.
Yeah. A bodyguard who's your best friend who pays for your dinners.
Yeah.
That sounds sick. But we don't have to kiss or touch.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That's awesome.
I feel like you can... I feel like there's ways to achieve that. I don't know what they are.
I don't really want it. But here's
the
thing.
I would love a sugar daddy, but I just... My friends.
What?
What did he just
you just
say?
Have friends?
No, me and the sugar daddy.
Oh, but you're just friends.
We're just
sugar
friends.
Daddy friend.
Yeah.
What sugar about, friend.
People have that.
Yeah.
Sugar friend. Yeah, some people do. I know someone actually does.
Sugar friends.
I know someone who has a sugar friend. But... I think the man like wants to fuck, but like is cool about not fucking. But you know,
it's like then, but then you're worried about cool.
What about
to
just
a point.
Sugar platonic?
I wouldn't be able to do that.
What about just like a benefactor?
Yeah, I love
like
a benefactor.
Like a wealthy benefactor.
Have you and Alyssa had moments like getting to know each other where you're like, whoa.
I hate you.
Not I hate you. But no. Like, this is different than I like, than I had filled in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we there's one time with, there's a stray dog near our house, and I see it all the time, and I'm like, I want to go and help the stray dog, and Alyssa's like, no, because we're not having a stray dog in our house. Like, we have a dog and a cat.
Wait, can you tell us the freeway dog story after this?
Oh, yeah, God. That was crazy. That was actually crazy of me. But then I was like, then we got into this discussion. I was like, right, so if you saw a box of puppies on the street, you just leave them there. And she was like, I don't know, I'd have to assess the situation. I was like, well, this is the situation. Like, there's a box of puppies. Are you going to take them home or not? Because I'm like, I will move out of my house and like give them my house.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But so she's just, but what it turns out is she's just more like pragmatic and like, I do things like really, what's the word? Like
spontaneously?
Yeah.
Like impulsively. Like,
impulsively.
Yeah.
And she's much more considered, which is actually really good.
Yeah. I think no,
both,
I think
it complements each other both ways around.
Yeah.
The highway story was, I saw a dog in a service station, and then it was just running around. Like, it got loose, it got out of someone's car, and then it started running down the, like, what do you call
on
it?
Ramp
the what
on ramp
the on if ramp if we don't call it that there.
What do you call it?
Something.
The road.
I can't remember.
The road on the freeway.
The freeway road.
The freeway road.
Sorry, I know it's the freeway.
We were sort of going
into you like that.
I know that I'm going to sound so English on this podcast.
You guys on the freeway.
Anyway, I ran onto the motorway, onto the freeway,
holy,
and stopped.
I stopped
two trucks.
Yeah.
Lorries? What the fuck?
It's like an 18-wheeler, like a big ass truck.
I feel just like Alyssa and I like are in a bilingual relationship. Like,
yeah,
sometimes
absolutely.
I say stuff and she's like, I don't understand like, a word literally that you said, and vice versa. I'm just like,
English
we're speaking
and
two
English.
Different languages.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
It's very different.
But you'll start picking up words from each other for sure.
Yeah.
Like, cool.
Cool.
What's up?
Like, hello. Goodbye. Good night. Can I have a coffee, please?
I have a similar
disease, saying
trash.
Yeah,
trash
instead of rubbish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you take out the trash?
And that is actually one of my boyfriend jobs.
Yeah.
Wow. I take the bins out.
Yep, that's who the boyfriend is. Guess. Yep.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
You guessed it.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Wait, maybe I am just the boyfriend.
Psychological distress.
No, yesterday I felt like the girlfriend because I was like, maybe that's just sexist of me.
No, I think that, I mean, I think the real thing is because I was like,
because I was going, where?
No, I think the real thing is like in every relationship, and this kind of sucks to say, but like even in heterosexual relationships, like there's a lot of fluidity there. Like,
yeah. I would fucking hope so.
Yeah,
that's a boyfriend and girlfriend, like Cicely and Dom, who are in my band, and they're together. They definitely switch. There was a day I used to live with them, and there was a day I got back, and Dom was like asking Cicely, like she was like, he was basically trying to find a skirt because he really wanted to wear a skirt for our London show. And he was like, Cicely, like, can you look at this skirt? And she was like, babe, I can't. I'm watching the football. Like, she was like, please. And I was like, I like that. I like this situation. Yeah.
Well, it's so crazy to hear you say that you used to live with them. How long have you been not living in London now?
Like,
I don't really know because I've been on tour, I guess, like a few months.
Like 6 months, maybe?
Yeah, how have you been? How is your mental health on this tour?
Last week, it's been really bad.
Okay.
Because I'm just like exhausted.
Yeah,
like,
I can't imagine.
You know, when you go to a festival as like a punter and you stay there for the whole weekend or whatever, and then.
Yeah. As a punter?
A punter, like.
We refuse.
Audience member.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh.
We don't.
Like
do
when
it.
You were a kid, did you never go to like a festival?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, at this point though, we were as a child.
I feel like that, like when you get back and you've like dragged your tent on a train and then you like walked through London.
Yeah, and you're like dirty.
How many, and then I get brutal on the body.
Like, how many shows do you play in a row?
Three or four usually.
Ooh, our max is three. We do four sometimes, but we try to make our max three.
It hasn't been four that many times. I think there is one that we're going to do five in a row.
Like, fuck that.
Is it like because of a promo thing or?
Yeah, I can't really remember what it was, but it was,
yeah,
that's too much. Or maybe we've already done it.
Yeah.
I hope so.
How's your voice been?
My voice has actually been fine. Great. I've got an annoying cough because I stopped smoking and then I started smoking again.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God. How long did you stop for?
Like a few months.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then I'm just like smoking a little and I've just like smoked too much last night and now.
I can imagine. I mean,
it's not really, my voice is a lot better.
Quitting for a few months is a big deal though. Yeah. That's like great.
I bet honestly, but when
I am
you move
smoking
to LA,
a little vape sometimes. But yeah. I find the vape addictive.
Oh, I find the vape is so addictive.
The vape is one of the craziest things.
I've got it in my pocket. I'm gonna
hit your vape later.
Okay.
We were early into early vape, in the vape technology, well, because of and maybe that was before they made like laws about.
Well, it was
how
also
much
before the Juul. We were in the vape before
the Juul Loco of vapes.
It was called the Soarin.
It felt like Everclear.
Dude, we were doing it. We'd have to like lay down because we were so
lay down.
That's
one of the
up.
Thing I need to say before I forget is that lay down your weapon has become like has genuinely it's actually out of control how much people are saying it on my tour.
Okay, give me the context.
So basically, like I think I was just like intrigued by the way you said weapon.
Yeah.
And can so we like, really discuss that on Chaotic?
Lay down your weapon.
Weapon.
It's pretty sick.
And can anyone make
Calum
it work?
Just
you know?
Started saying it for like everything. Like if someone, let's say there's like a phone charger and he's like, is anyone using that phone charger? I might lay down my weapon.
Or like, that's fucking sick.
Or like yesterday he was like recording in his room and he's like, oh yeah, I'm nearly finished laying down my weapon and I'm gonna come down. They also use it when they need to go to the bathroom. They'll be like, I need to go and lay down my weapon.
That's too far.
That's crazy.
That's too far.
What did we call that on tour?
No,
I don't know.
About pickle.
We can't talk
about
that.
We used to say something. We used to say laying pickle, which sucks. I did not come up with that. I got it.
So
I did not come up with that. It was Gio and Frankie. Those fucking disgusting.
It was Frankie. Who was it? Gio and me. I hate to admit it.
Shame on you.
You guys are disgusting.
Frankie hated it.
Oh yeah, Frankie hated it. So that's actually slander.
Dude, it's so Gio.
But laying down your weapon is better.
What did we? No, we used to call it something else too, though.
I thought you did it. I think this started with you. Like, you used to say it to mean like back off. You used to be like,
well, we kind of
lay down your weapon.
I think we're kind of inverting the meaning of it because obviously you're being like lay down your weapon, but we're kind of using it like lay down your weapon. Like, I don't know, like say if you played a really good guitar solo, it's like you really lay down your weapon.
Amber just did a little gun hand sign. No,
but in a not it was more of also like, you know, when someone's talking in that way.
Yeah.
Or like Adele.
Yeah. So like saying like lay down your weapon almost means shit's like so put it on the table, like cards on the table.
Oh no, it means like
means you really
drop
just
it down.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like it means
you
like
just did that.
But it also means like okay, like it can mean anything. It can mean like if we're
like
having an
off.
Argument, I'm like actually, do you know what? I'm gonna lay down my weapon.
And that's so good.
Or it
about
could be like,
art, you know?
Oh, is my drinks run out? I might go and lay down another weapon.
That is so funny. Yeah. Wait, so who's doing it the most?
Amazing.
Cam is doing it the most. But then, no, they all are. Sicily's really on it.
That's really funny.
Miles, our drummer, is laying down his weapons.
Wow. And the legacy of I Know a Place continues.
Yeah. Yeah. I love language in that way.
It's true.
I love language.
Yeah. Well, actually, I fucking don't. But I love how everything actually doesn't have a meaning. It's the meaning inside the group.
Well, absolutely.
Group think.
Yeah.
Like
that's the vernacular of your group. That's like
and
how
I would say like Muna has.
That's how archaeologists like, or what a linguistics study how
linguistics
study how group.
Linguistics.
What do you call what are the people who study like how I'm gonna say something crazy. No. But I'm talking about when they study like a bunch of. I'm gonna say something great.
Anthropologists.
Yeah, would it be when you study like they have a group of deaf kids who come up with their own language outside of ASL because it's like how you study
or something?
No, I feel like it'd still be linguistics. No,
I don't know.
I don't know because that's like how language linguists. When you study some linguini, and then
I can study.
But
some
I
linguini.
But I yeah, get what you're saying because we have internal like references for sure that like make sense for the three of us.
Like what? Apart from pickle.
I don't know.
Monster Marathon.
That's yeah, old. That goes so that's deep. Old. That's when you're going to go eat a lot of food.
Don't kick me.
I think it's actually don't that I'm an artist in my own right.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like a lot of it is just things that Josette has said over time.
Yeah.
I'm a solo artist within the group. I'm a linguine artist.
I mean, I think you could also just call these inside jokes.
Yeah. You could.
Yeah, but it's when you take that. It's when you take that, though, to mean. It's like when the inside joke becomes... Not like, oh, I'm remembering this story.
Yeah.
It's actually like, this is becoming...
It's disembodied and
it's becoming
it's
something
independent
new.
Independent of the original context.
Yeah.
And you're actually using it as like a metaphor.
Yeah.
What's you're the subverting thing that we used to say?
I know. I was going to try to remember.
Culture. Yeah, rave culture. That's rave what the culture. Episode yeah. should be called.
Yeah.
Rave
yeah,
rave
but culture. What was another one?
Rave there culture has to be... happened when we went to a Dodgers game, right?
Yes. Yeah.
How did we're it happen? Experiencing rave culture.
Was I wearing a bucket hat?
No, no.
Yeah,
were
you?
You were.
Or was it?
No, we had the helmet.
It was a picture of Jessica had sent, say, with her wearing a bucket hat. And then you guys
Amber
were like, she looks very rave culture.
You definitely
and then you said it again and again and again.
You definitely weren't wearing a bucket hat, though.
I feel like I was always wearing really a bucket
clearly.
Hat.
I can picture you wearing a bucket hat clearly.
I don't ever remember you wearing
a bucket
it,
hat
though.
With like cannabis leaves all over at one point that I was just wearing every That's day.
So yeah, I don't think you're wearing that in LA. Clearly. LA, you're wearing your like one of your brown like leather jackets.
Yeah, I can see
you
that.
Know what
brown.
I mean? Fine, black. It's black.
Acne Studios that's era, perhaps.
Maybe.
It's the more of acne times.
Yeah.
Or back when good you times. And I good feel times. Like we've traded jackets.
Rave culture.
For, yeah.
And then we had
time.
That song. The first, so the story of how we became best friends was we played, well, I know that we hung out at South By, but honestly, I was
that
so.
That wasn't that. Though.
Like full of anxiety that South By that I don't think
dude,
I don't
maybe you should say about
that.
What you
San Francisco
said about me before we met.
Oh, that wait, what you just
this
oh,
is one of the
I
best
think
stories
I told that
ever.
Story on the pod.
That was like after I feel like
again.
We met.
No, it was before. Me and Joe used to drive. Okay, so we've really been at this a long time, y'all. No, you might think of us.
Let
now
us know if we already told this story.
We did.
We
definitely
told
have,
it,
but we'll
cares?
Say it again.
People
We're
are
here.
Jumping in and jumping out. And bailing on the podcast.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I respect everybody
were.
Who bails.
Shout out to everyone
those
who's
who
bailed.
Are sticking.
Those who are sticking. I don't word. Respect you because this honestly, no one should listen to us.
So basically, Amber's sucks. Music started coming out like
Amber was coming out when we were in college.
Yeah, when we were in college, we were trying to start as a band. I don't know if we had released stuff or not.
No,
we were working on shit though.
No.
Like I heard. Amber, and this says a lot about me, and I'm not proud of it, but I heard like Amber's first songs, and
she said, I'm gonna kill this.
My
person.
Heart like sank because I was like, this is so good. I was like, this is so good.
She said, I'm gonna find this person, become best friends with
everything
them.
We've been working on, like,
and destroy
no
them
from the inside.
Yeah, destroy them from the inside. And it's good. It doesn't matter how long it takes, but eventually I'll get them on my podcast so I can confront them.
Yeah,
so,
little did we know, full circle,
but yeah, so. Like, I loved your music, but I loved it so much that I hated you. You know what I mean? And then Joe and Naomi also loved it. And so we would listen
to... Naomi and I were just driving, listening to music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Driving and we...
Wait, so you just had
it was very
no,
neutral.
It had built up over time in the sense of, like, I
no,
had paranoia.
No, it built
paranoia.
Up for you. It
yeah,
built up
exactly.
For you.
No, exactly. Like,
okay, okay.
I had paranoia of, like...
Naomi and I were just
I'm never
going to
be as good as Amber, as the Japanese house. And, like, we would have conversations, like, before that day, we would have conversations about, like, how much we liked your music, and I participated in those. And
I don't even remember amazing. Like anything but the outburst.
And then, yeah. So, okay, so do you want to tell the outburst part?
We were driving.
I think I'm driving. You're my passenger.
Yeah, we were just listening to music.
Yeah,
it was late.
The Bang Bros
late,
does.
Late at night.
Yeah,
we would drive late the late night shift because yeah. we.
Bang Bros means when awake. they're sitting in the driver's seat and passenger seat.
It just
either
means
listening
when
to history.
Bros who are banging out a drive, not
yeah.
anything else.
Two bros who bang each other in the bums. I love you, brother.
God. I love you, brother.
Brother, I can't wait to bang again.
I hope we never you. Have to bang again.
No, I hope we don't bang in that way. We'll bang in other ways.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Drive.
Purely sex now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not driving.
Anyway. So we were in the car and we were trying to stay awake. So we were like being actively engaged to the music that we were listening
yes,
to. We turned on some of Amber's music and we were listening to it, and then you
and then I think Katie, I don't even know what the fuck you were doing, but all I remember you saying is, well, if you like the Japanese house so much, why don't you go be in a band with her? But I don't know, like, literally, why you, like, I feel like you woke up out of a slumber and said, I probably did.
I was always so cranky when I was getting up from that.
It's literally the same thing as, like, well, if you like that so much, why didn't you marry it?
Why didn't you marry it?
Yeah. Huh? And then Naomi and her, like,
you're like, the fuck?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's that.
But I guess I was a cool person.
And we all chill to be around.
So that was the first time that we like actually hung out, and we just got on so well.
Where were we?
We were in San Francisco at Louie's house.
San Francisco, and then we went to
The bar. Oh,
and then we went
bar.
For dinner. We like, were in LA once.
Well, no, but I also want to talk about.
SF, you also
of
then
jazz.
Came to my okay, and then you came
with
to
Blank.
My
yeah,
she's. With
married.
Blank is married.
Yeah, Blank
I
is don't, married.
I haven't spoken to Blank in.
You know that
years
we still
years.
Quote we still quote Blank's.
Give me the charger.
Give me
the charger. Give me the charger.
Give me the
charger.
Yeah. So you have
unbelievable.
I started to realize that Blank was the same person as my mom.
Oh
yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. Okay.
From the jump. Yeah.
Yeah.
Blank. Whoa. Blank came up to me.
Blank
and put and blank in blank.
Yeah.
Blank and blank blanked.
I remember.
That was
put
crazy.
Put a blank in her blank.
I don't know the blank put her blank in your blank.
Blank came up to me.
What?
I'm just going to say it in English.
I think you're doing the wrong blank.
She came up to me and just put her hands in my pants.
Yeah.
I mean, similar to what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I was thinking.
Also, was she
thinking on my butt?
Was she completely beyond the pale? Like, was she hammered beyond belief?
I mean, I don't think at that point, but I think we all became.
You couldn't tell because she was kind of like.
I think we became hammered.
Saying groovy, I feel like we took that from you. Just as
groovy.
Groovy.
I was
just saying, yeah, groovy.
Yeah, that is from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is from me. Yeah. What else is there?
Groovy.
I don't know.
There are some other things.
I remember you came, and then we became obsessed with each other after that night, and then you came to my parents' house, like, that night, didn't you? After we were driving back from SF, and we were all texting about hungover.
We did, like, Game of Thrones. Was that
time? And then you just came over, and then I think it was set in stone.
Yeah. And then we were always texting, and then I was always saying, let's move to LA. Never did.
Yeah.
Now I am.
Yeah. 8 years later.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
What were you going to say about SF?
I just wanted you to.
And it's also nice to have other, like, gay friends in this world. Because I didn't really. All my friends are gay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then I wasn't really in the gay world.
It's gay world is a good title.
I don't know if we've been in the gay world. And so,
here's
like,
the thing.
No.
We're,
I think that's the thing is like you
but we
create,
were like a little gay world.
Yeah, we
made our own gay world.
Yeah, gay guys.
Because sometimes you want to have gay world, but it's not the gay world that other people are a part of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't want
to
have.
No offense to that, anyone who's in any other gay world.
But, yeah.
That gay world
is like
for
our,
us. Though.
Yeah, we had to make our own gay world.
Dude, this is the issue with
gay
world.
Wow, when you move to LA, we should maybe talk about just
gay
doing
worlds.
A business together.
What?
Yeah, we should.
Gay world?
Opening a bar?
Yeah.
I've always wanted
to open a bar, but I was talking to my brother about this. He says, don't fucking do it.
Fuck.
Why?
But we can do it.
This
is the issue. We're just going to spend a lot of money to make a lot of money. This is the issue with business.
I don't know how much to make money.
Let me start. By saying this show, Gayotic, is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How are you guys doing right now? Speaking of BetterHelp,
not
in.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, living in the world as we're experiencing it now can often be, you know, at times you'll feel elated and at other times you'll feel very depressed. And I think we oscillate between those two emotions frequently, and
absolutely.
It's hard to do that by yourself.
Definitely.
Well, that's why it's so nice to have a therapist that you can talk to help bring you back to what you care about in life or just talk about, you know, the everyday problems of existence.
Yeah.
You know,
we are very pro therapy as a band.
Hell
and
yeah.
I'm also pro like getting help where you can find it. And what I love about BetterHelp is how accessible it is for people to try. I have a lot of friends where BetterHelp was like the first therapist that they
I was going to mention a friend
found.
Of ours who had a BetterHelp, who found his therapist through BetterHelp as an individual that travels quite a bit and needed to be able to do it over the phone. And yeah, it's like starting therapy can be a lot like starting to date and mm-hmm. it makes you feel very nervous, and you do have to find the right person, and mm-hmm. BetterHelp can, you know, kind of facilitate that process a little bit.
Definitely. So we encourage all y'all to visit betterhelp.com/gayotic today, and you can get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gayotic. Go to therapy, y'all. Go,
please.
You're listening to Gayotic? Go to therapy.
Put the podcast down and get help with BetterHelp.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I've become increasingly curious to know about the list. I'm just aware that
list.
We haven't gotten.
I can't believe we haven't, because we've just been chatting.
It's actually not that good.
I also have one, something that I was hoping.
Oh yeah,
that
do you want to do that first?
Well, I don't know if you have it, but, and I don't know if you're gonna be down to do it, but I really want to talk about the pop country songs that you've made that you haven't put out.
Oh, like Pick Me Up in 45.
Yeah, Pick Me Up in 45.
That's a good
song.
Yeah,
fucking I have
rocks.
That.
Oh, do I? Because it's a new phone.
I knew. Dude,
should
I
debut
like
it on
my
podcast?
Yeah,
like
I would.
Have
I mean, I get it if you want to save it for your next album because it's an amazing song.
I mean, what am I just gonna play it?
I mean,
I think you should play it, and then we can like put the actual file in if you want.
Okay.
But you have to explain it. You have to explain what it was.
This was a song that I just made with my other friend, Katie. We just got quite drunk and made this like song in like honestly like an hour. And it's about female friendships.
I love this song.
Because she'd just been in a really horrible situation with her ex-boyfriend.
Wasn't she your original friendship?
They dated.
Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah. She was like my second girlfriend.
And
second.
It's so cute because she's so much taller than Amber.
Oh, yeah.
I love
her. Oh, my God. I found a photo of us the other day.
And she's in the video for Boyhood.
Oh, yeah. She's a stunt rider.
She's with you.
Shout out, Katie. Love her.
How was the horse?
The horse was lovely. I was absolutely terrified because we were galloping without helmets and we did it like...
Yeah, that's wild.
Katie had no stirrups or saddle.
Whoa.
Sexy. She was just like bareback behind me holding the reins.
That's actually pretty
crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
It sounds
so crazy.
Brutal on the bum.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I couldn't walk for like 3 days.
Yeah, dude, it just sounds like bruising.
What's it called when you get... when you work out...
Ass chafe.
No. When you work out and then your muscles seize up, it's called like...
Charlie lactic horse? Acid buildup or something like that?
I would say
like
Charlie
that.
Horse.
Yeah, but it's got little... Yes.
DOMS?
That's
delayed
it.
Onset. Yeah. What is it? Delayed...
Muscle soreness.
Yeah.
I had that really badly.
Yeah.
It was really, really bad. Wait, how do we get here?
Katie on the...
Because I said...
Oh, yeah.
Pick Me Up in 45.
I said I want... pick me up in 45.
I don't know if it's good to just play it through the thing.
I kind of put it in. I'll send it. How crazy it was for a minute. Yeah, wait. Can we answer this?
I like playing new music like this. That would go so hard if you went on the radio to debut new music and you just played it from your phone.
I'm sure management would love that.
I wonder what it sounds like. Does it sound bad?
That's so
sounds all right. Great.
Yeah, pretty good. Wait, so
I guess I'm not going to give this song to Beyonce anymore.
That sucks.
Ruin my dreams.
I think it probably should be pitched to
someone.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should just do it. Maybe
do you ever think about like writing pop songs for bigger artists?
I would love to do that.
Why don't we fuck around when you come down?
Yeah, that would be fun. Okay. I want to start doing that more. But then I'm always
But if I like
the song, I'm like, well, I'll just use it. And then it doesn't sound poppy at all.
Yeah. Yeah, and you should.
But why haven't you used Pick Me Up in 45?
Good point. Yeah, that's... Yeah, because I'm like,
maybe
it's not for me.
It just didn't fit with the rest
I just need
of the
to
album.
Do that again and again.
Yeah. I would love if... We've always talked about doing a project, but I would love if we did a full... Like, we can make an EP, Gay Cowboy. Cowboy.
Yeah. Gay Cowboy.
But do you think Gay Cowboy is burnt?
Not in the way that we would do it.
We would have to call it something else because unfortunately Gay Cowboy
it's
is
called,
burnt.
It's called Chafed Ass. Chafed Ass. I got rode all night.
You it's like the opposite of any experience you've ever had.
No, but that's the cowboy story. God.
One idea I have is crowds. This isn't an idea. This is a talking point, but did you know this? Crowd size. So like basically.
Did you do research?
No. It's just something that I found out that I thought you guys would find funny. Is that like speaking of tall people and small people, like people's crowd size differs so much, like in terms of age. So like Bieber Doobie's crowd, for example, in Brixton, it'll be the same amount of people. So you sell like 5,000 tickets, but like they won't even get up to the sound desk because they're all so small and young.
Oh, wow.
And then like Razorlight or like where a band that, like the Kaiser Chiefs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why am I just shredding
the dragging? That's going to be called exposing the Kaiser Chiefs.
But like they won't even be able to fit all in the venue because they're all like big dudes.
How crazy is that? I mean, that is
so
wild.
I'm interested to know your crowd size. Like, what do you think the average height of your...
They become younger and tinier.
I feel like it would differ because there are like adult
what are you seeing
men.
on this tour?
And well, I always like, have this where like I will... At the front, I'm like, oh my God, they've all turned into little gay babies. Like, they're so young and so small. Yeah. And then Liz will be like, there's so many men here. And I'm like,
what? I think
it's because she's standing at the back.
Yeah.
The guys are in the back always.
Yeah.
I think you have maybe more straight male fans than we do.
We have a lot of gay male fans.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're definitely more gay guy.
I have
some gay guys, but I do have a lot of like... sort of straight nerdy guys. Yeah. Not even like nerdy, just like
sweet. Emotional.
Kind of actually maybe straight cool guys. Yeah. I don't know.
I can imagine the hipster being.
They're into it. But mostly I would say it's like young gays, which I like.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are great.
It's nice that they're getting younger.
I know, it's a blessing.
But yours is getting...
It's getting young.
Because so many people from the Taylor Swift people.
Well, also, I don't know if it's like Boy Genius or like Phoebe or whatever, but like,
combo.
We're getting young.
What's that
girls.
Crowd?
Young.
Really
young.
Yeah,
really young,
yeah,
I feel like.
Young.
But young, and to be honest, movies. But also men. There
yeah,
are,
oh,
there
yeah,
are
yeah,
more
are
straight
men,
guys.
Too. There's a lot of straight guys. In a way that you would
I can
be,
see that.
You'd be surprised, but there are a lot of straight guys, but I think a lot of like the young girls
gays.
Have.
Yeah. Young girls and the young gays.
Yeah.
Young girls and guys.
Yeah, it was interesting to see how many actually, like, compared when we were opening for them on certain things, it was, like, a lot more straight people than we're used to seeing.
Was it jarring?
It was
really
frightening.
It's still a little jarring for me when I see straight people at our shows, like, kissing each other.
Yeah, I'm like, don't do
guys?
That.
I think the guys
what
getting dragged.
What about family values?
I think they're getting dragged there by their girlfriend.
I actually,
I'm being honest.
Last night, was it last night? No, the night before my last show, there was... someone's birthday or they said something and then there was this couple in front, a straight couple in front of me, then they were like, oh, it's our 1 year wedding anniversary, but they and I was like, oh, congratulations, but it was just before the song where I Boyhood, where I always like talk about the gays, and I was like, congratulations, and I was like, have we got any gays here? And then they was like, oh, and I was like, thank God. And then I was like, no, not too. They really looked like genuinely offended.
Well, let them
sorry
be.
Sorry, I laughed at it.
I was like, you're fine. Yeah, be straight together here.
No, like totally.
Welcome.
You're allowed to be straight, but just get it out of my face.
I don't believe it, but
stop putting it in my face so much.
I don't want to see anybody do anything. You know what I mean?
So you give a little gay speech before Boyhood?
I like say something about the gays sometimes, or like trans people. Like I can't remember what I said, where it was, but there was like a really horrible speech made by our prime minister about like trans people, and it was just really awful. So I went off on one. It's actually so embarrassing to think about me speaking on stage. Like, if I see videos of it, I'm like, oh my God.
You're a smart guy who's politically,
I've been very proud of you for like.
I'm going bright red. I can feel it.
It's okay. Well, no one knows now, but now they know.
Just so you know, I'm going bright red.
Imagine it. It's almost. Yeah,
do you like talking on stage?
It seems like we do.
Yeah,
would
certainly
it would appear
we do. Okay.
I think, because...
But then you all talk.
Yeah.
I don't...
We have
that really
one
talks.
Long break because everything
Have you ever asked other people to talk as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually remember saying this to you, like, I'm going to ask, and you're like, I did that, and then when they do talk, I'm like, no.
Wait, who?
Wow, no, but that's not
funny
true anymore.
She's never said that to my face.
No, that's not true anymore, but it's funny because it's like,
but she as in, like,
us?
I want the attention
vibes,
like, not
like. Controlling. It's like, yeah.
I think I'm the same. I'd be like, guys, can you please talk? But if they started like chatting all the time, I'd be like, okay, let's bring the attention back on me, please.
I think the dynamic balances out well because Katie is so like earnest.
Yeah, Katie's earnest.
This is something I wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah.
This is kind of on my list. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, first of all, do you think that you're introverted or extroverted? All of you.
I'm introverted.
I think I'm.
Katie's an extrovert.
I think I am. Here's the truth. I think everyone is both.
You are. Okay.
I think I'm.
You talk to strangers and you fucking love it.
I think I'm an extroverted introvert. Yeah. Like I think I'm a sociable person, but I'm an only child, so I'm introverted. Like
you do well though.
Yeah, but that I mean I had to.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have anyone else. You don't.
Do you think I'm introverted or extroverted?
I think you're probably just an extroverted introvert.
Okay. Same thing. Like, but you
I think we're maybe similar. Mm.
I think we are. But my thing is that I find, like, in America, I think I'm so extroverted. Uh-huh. But then in America, like, I feel like an introvert.
Well,
like,
American
introvert is, like, in England is an extrovert.
Oh,
yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
Well, we're just, like...
Yeah. Loud.
Loud. Yeah, we're loud.
Especially...
Because you grow up being like, I'm important.
Like, I'm important.
And then like, you grew up being like, it's rude to talk.
Yeah.
Would you have to say sorry?
To be completely honest, it's like, I also feel like when we were first becoming friends, it's like, I noticed that like you had a different energy if we were like, you know, like out on the town at night versus like if we're getting breakfast together. Or,
well, as
like,
we all do.
Like modes, yeah.
Together.
Like,
yeah, you have modes.
Everybody does.
You have unless you're blank.
You have a wonderful party mode. Yeah, before. Unless you're blank. Some
blank
blanks.
Had one
as in
mode.
The blank. As in the charger. Blank
who, yeah. Charger. Yeah. Yeah,
charger.
Yeah, as in charger.
Blank.
I know that I like talking to humans.
Yes.
And
you're introverted though.
And
it takes,
I do,
no, you
like,
you need time alone, but doesn't mean that you're not an extrovert.
See, I think I'm extroverted.
Because you get energy sometimes.
You get energy from other people.
So you don't need to be alone and recharge. Like
no.
I do.
I need to go and like sit in silence and like truly just stare at a wall.
I think extrovertedness is like when I'm with people, I get my energy taken from me.
I feel that way too.
Yeah, but when you talk to people.
You're talking about my pupils.
Yeah, you do get high from it.
Getting high is different than getting energy.
No, but I mean like I don't enjoy it. You might need a lot of alone time, but also it's like you like talking to people and connecting with people.
Well,
I don't want to talk
to
anybody.
It's performance, isn't it? It's like, do you get energy from a performance or are you giving energy?
Performance and intimacy are so different. Talking and actually being, there's a difference between social performance and actually socially connecting. I can only do social performance. You can actually socially connect.
Oh. Yeah, I will say that like it confuses me. Like, I don't relate to sometimes if, like, you don't want to go and have an experience like getting to know somebody new.
No,
it's like I don't relate to that.
I struggle with intimacy in that way. Mm-hmm. It takes me a long time because I find it to be
exhausting.
Just
want to know, like, the you want to be with your people.
Yeah, because I find it exhausting and I don't need, like, you have a genuine curiosity about people. And yeah. I'm curious about people, but the people that I feel safe with.
That you already know.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm shy.
I just feel like we're all exactly the same.
No.
We're all the same. We're all the same.
No.
So it's like I'll go there really fast with people. It has gotten better. I think that used to be like a little bit dangerous for me. Mm. Like I used to make connections.
Well, that's
with
also,
people
but that's because
that
of your
really
trauma.
No. Yeah.
That's because you're. It's okay. No, it's okay. I mean, we're all traumatized in different ways.
So you, like, on tour, you never need to get your own hotel room to just...
I mean, I do have my own hotel room, so maybe... But then I actually used to, when Dom wasn't on tour with us, I used to be like,
you and Cicely,
can I just share with you?
Really?
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to be alone.
Yeah.
Now I kind of like it, like... We don't really argue, but like sometimes we'll get I can tell we're frustrated with each other.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm like, as you do. I need to, but it's not because I need to be alone. It's like I need to get away.
Yeah,
I would struggle to, and I it's because like some people isolate. Like I isolate, mm-hmm. and that's why it's like it's been good for me to live with other people because if not, like it depends on how sick you are.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can be sick to myself.
Yeah, I don't want to be alone with thyself.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just like. I don't need to be with other people. Like, I wouldn't make... it's hard for me to make the effort
other
people.
My mental health was so bad when I was living alone.
Really?
Yeah, like... And then I lived with other people for a few years, and I was like, this is way... I just like my life so much more when I live with other people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
whereas
I think
Alyssa is like...
You get a check-in, you know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm still a human, and I, you know, some people just need that. I
just like having different, like, interactions every day and, like, not really knowing what's going to happen. Like, when... I hate routine. Like, routine makes me so depressed.
Mm.
Like, if I know what I'm doing for the rest of the week, I'm like, ugh.
That's so funny. Because
I think of you as my ADHD brother, in the sense of, like...
Yeah. Some people don't like it, though, even if they might do better. Like, it might be better for the brain, but doesn't mean, like, you like
it. It feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It probably would be good for me, but I just... Like, if I'm thinking about, like, oh, what am I going to have for dinner tomorrow night? I'm like, I need to switch stuff up. I need something to happen in the day where it's like, oh, I bumped into this random person and they just invite me to this thing. And
yeah.
Like, oh no, I'm doing this. Like,
I get
to
that.
To feel alive. Otherwise I'd feel like.
I understand that.
Repetitive.
I also feel like you had a period like probably during the pandemic where your life was really like mm-hmm. structured and scheduled.
Yeah. So it's just, there wasn't anything to do. So.
Yeah. And then I feel like the chapter after that has been like opening up to the fact that mm-hmm. like that wasn't feeding your soul in a certain way and you wanted to.
Yeah. And also to like feel creative and actually like want to write as well. Like,
you have to live life.
Yeah.
I get that.
Like I can't do that unless I'm like almost, like have that high feeling of talking to someone or like.
Yeah.
Feeling like, oh, this is like a weird little chapter of my life. Or like,
have you been writing at all? Can you write at all on the road?
I haven't been writing at all.
Yeah, neither have I.
I've been writing before that though. I've done like 5 songs for the next album, so that's all right.
Exciting. Whoa,
that's really exciting.
That's great.
And it's actually such a happy little album. It's like just a happy love album.
That's awesome.
And it's not even like sad happy. It's like just genuinely quite happy.
Just happy, happy.
Yeah, I mean, it probably should get some sad stuff on there.
I mean, sure as it does, you know.
It will. It'll get on there. But I kind of don't, I'm always like, I don't even want to like put anything sad on it. I just want to have one album that's really happy. Are you guys doing your writing?
We're going to start.
Yeah, we're going to start.
Yeah.
But I also think, I've been thinking about how like I've been, actually, you know, I've been reading the Maggie Nelson on Freedom book.
Did I give you that copy?
No, I'm reading it on my Kindle.
Oh, okay, good. Because my copy's underlined in a wild way.
Oh, I would love to read your underlines.
Because I write in the margins and I'm like, is this... or I'll be like, totally, or like, don't agree with this at all. Like,
I'd love to
I'll write that type of stuff.
You know what's interesting? I never, like, really... like,
I'm not noting if I agree or disagree.
It's super rare for me to do that when I'm reading a book.
I need to underline.
I'll think it in my head after. I'll be like, this was fucking stupid.
You're just going along with it. You're like, yes.
Yes. Kind of, yeah.
I always am underlining, and then I'll annotate, like, on the side, or I'll do, like, I'll underline, and then I'll, like, bracket it if it's, like, something. So next time, if I want to, like, scroll through the book to find, like, passages that I really, like, related to and love, like, I'll do that. But if I'm not underlining,
little series,
I'm not reading.
Like, you know,
I need to be engaged. I need to engage with what I'm reading, actively be like, huh, interesting. Or like,
or else I'm falling asleep.
Or I write a note of like, this reminds me of this. Mm-hmm. Like, this relates to this. So I'm like I'm trying to engage with what I'm reading within a larger like context of other things that I've read.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Write it down
yeah,
actively.
You're trying to use your brain as a muscle.
Interesting.
That's good.
I thought of that.
Interesting.
That's why I can't really read on a Kindle.
The reason you can underline. The only reason they have a new one that you can. It's not a Kindle. It's a different kind.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really popular now.
I just started to read a book. Last book I tried to read I realized it was so long. And it was really stressing me out.
Yeah.
I didn't know where I was. And then I saw the book in person and I was like, oh, there's no way I would have purchased this.
That would really annoy me, actually, not knowing where I was.
Yeah, I was like...
You can. It's just like not the same.
It's just not the same visual experience. Like when you're holding the flat thing versus I saw the book in person and I was like, there's no way I would have purchased this.
Because it's like 900
pages.
Under the
delusion that I would have finished it. It's truly 900
pages.
When I read
IQ 84?
Yeah, 1Q84.
1Q, whatever. IQ.
That's one of my favorite things about you.
That I can switch things up?
Call it IQ84.
It's called dyspraxia.
I know.
Motherfucker. But like when I was, I really love that work. And I think it's Murakami's like best book actually. But by the fucking end, I was like, I can't fucking keep doing this.
You're like, please.
No, even though I loved, I think it is his best work. And it's enjoyed so some of it so fucking much. But by the end, I was like, fuck this shit. This book should not be this goddamn long.
At the end of the day, the only thing I can't really read anything.
Really? I can read like
short.
10 pages. But also like I found it really hard like to read novels like a couple of years ago, so I was really into like reading poems and at the moment I can't even read a poem, like not because I can't be bothered to do it, but it's like I actually just don't want to face that right now.
Have you been on your phone a lot or no?
Yeah,
that's probably
when I'm on my phone a lot. Instagram, that's one. Or what's your
I go on
drug of choice
at the moment? It's Spelling Bee.
Oh, that's great.
What's the New York Times.
That's great.
It's like an anagram.
It's a spelling bee game.
That is fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
I like that. And then I really like watching my videos on Instagram.
Yeah, I do that. I do that.
Yeah. I watch
crazy videos. Yeah.
Or like in your mentions.
Oh.
No, not in my mentions.
Oh, okay.
I don't actually look at that. Although I do look at my name on Twitter all the time, like three times a day.
Dude, that's what she does. I've never done it.
Sobriety clock for that.
And guess what? We had Megan.
I can't stay sober from it.
Oh my God.
Do you just do it? Can you just log into a random Twitter?
Did you log into another Twitter? Did you make a different account?
No.
This
is really shameful.
Google?
Did you ask
so,
Megan
like,
for
at
our
this
password?
Point, Twitter is like not on my phone, and we had our manager change our Twitter password.
It's so funny that I found out
that if I search the word Twitter in my text messages, I can find like links to Twitter.
Wow,
and
you're
so
really there.
It will take me.
Oh my God, babe.
I know.
You can't search on Twitter.
Yeah, you can if you're not logged in. I hate that you can, but you can.
I've never
and
been
I'm
into Twitter at all.
This.
I'm not going to look.
I
don't even know how it really fucking
actually,
works.
It's like, my name and there was a photo of you with my name the other day.
It's like that fucking.
You Googled Katie?
No, I searched myself and there was a picture of you saying this photo will always be Amber Bain coded. And it was a view like in London
years ago.
Oh, because there was that people.
That's so funny.
Because
insane.
We were working together in London and there and
were there people
in the studio. Oh,
huh. Who knows?
I don't really get it.
I don't either.
I think I posted that picture. I'm standing outside
of
Dijon.
Coffee.
I posted that picture and said like London thoughts, and it was like, oh, this was the time. And there was, the time that we were working together. And I think maybe there was a picture of you on that carousel or something.
The Joni time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
But I was gonna say that I feel like the David Foster Wallace type of addict, where it's like, it's actually not even like sexy, the stuff that I'm addicted to. It's just like so.
What was he addicted to? TV,
like food and TV.
Yeah, I'm just like process addictions. I have to. I mean, like those are probably my two.
Yeah,
because like, I've used everything else,
and it's not like I'm gonna do it to death. It's just gonna like make my life worse. Mm-hmm. Every day that I do it,
dude.
I mean, does searching your name make your life worse? Makes mine kind of better.
I think we need to do.
People like me out there.
That fucking rules.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
I'm like, that's nice. Thank you.
Sometimes it does.
I think it's when you need the validation to continue on with your life.
Yeah. You know you're sick when you're searching your name, but you put asterisks.
Why do you do that?
What does the asterisk make?
Oh my god, I've not thought of that.
That's the people who are talking shit.
Wait, what's asterisk?
Should I do it right
mean?
Now?
What do you mean by that?
I'm not gonna explain.
So you know,
can you
don't explain because if she finds
plug
out,
your
I'm
ears.
Do it.
Speak in code to me and only me.
Oh, so basically when blank instead of the letters in your name.
Yeah.
Oh, Naomi specifically searches for self-harm. Like Naomi
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah. I used to do like Amber ugly.
No, yeah. I don't do that anymore.
The Japanese house boring.
Insert that quote about like suspicion,
that's
like the
so
consequences.
Funny.
But can you just go through the list really quickly?
Wait, can we talk
about I've hit them all.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to talk about your early gay feelings, like
let's talk about that.
Made you worried that you were gay?
I mean, I remember being like 5 years old and then being like lying in my bed, being like, "Fuck."
Same. Yeah. Same. Literally.
Yeah.
Fuck. God, and I remember I used to lie awake at night, being like, "Yeah, I'm definitely not gay."
Which is something that's so scary.
Because
you're like,
yeah.
Gay. I'm thinking about
never
penis
think.
Right now, and I want it.
Yeah, I love that. And also, I think like so much of it is tied in with gender stuff, which I still haven't really figured out. Like,
it's so confusing.
I was
it
wondering
can be really
if
confusing.
I could ask you about.
I feel
that,
like every dyke. Yeah. I mean, like I guess it depends. Like,
dyke
what
is
the
a gender, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's what I mean. I remember hearing someone, my blank. call me a dyke, and like me being like fuck off. And also, I used to hate it. Like, I think we'd have conversations where like I'd be like. So I'm not red as femme, and you'd be like, "No, you're not red as femme," and I'd be like, "What?
What?
Don't say that to me.
What about my long, beautiful hair?
What about?"
It's funny how you just don't have a choice at all.
No. Yeah, I don't.
You're like, some people are trapped.
Is like, doesn't want to be femme. I was extremely femme. Like, honestly, when I see photos of her, like even from 3 years ago, I'm like, I actually can't.
Really?
In a why.
Well, with your ex-partner, it was a similar thing. I remember having that moment.
They
like,
both really don't want to be fat, red as
fam.
Because
they just
fam,
have beautiful
but
faces.
But they are, because, yeah, they have
it's
beautiful
faces. Sorry that you
I mean,
have a beautiful
face.
Sometimes I wonder if that's like must be annoying, speaking though. As a femme, it's like, it's confusing it's confusing if it's that you don't want to be red as femme or that you just don't want to be read as straight. It's like, I don't want people to see me
maybe it's because like sometimes it's like you can't you just can't escape like how people perceive you,
right?
You know, you just don't have a choice.
The truth is also like if you're a beautiful, if you, I don't know, if
beautiful
you're like
long-haired girl,
a beautiful long-haired girl as a child, it might be you might it and you're socialized a certain way early on, it might appear easier to like just play that game. You know what I mean? Just like, just do that because it's already there and it's so easy.
You're getting positive
but if you 100. Aren't getting positive reinforcement or there's like tension early on, then you end up like
Some people you don't. Some people you don't have a choice in how you present because everybody looks at you and thinks
no
like,
choice.
That
I mean,
pig shouldn't be.
But if you have
lipstick,
the choice, that is like that's so confusing because maybe you feel masked inside, but
definitely.
You will never be perceived that.
Yeah,
way.
That sucks.
People assume my pronouns are they them. Like
all the time,
pretty much always.
Yeah,
yeah.
How does that make you feel?
I kind of like it. Yeah. At first, I was like, kind of went against it. And I was like, I'm Shia, and now I'm
to
like
be the last standing.
I'm
she
definitely
her.
Probably or... not. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
care. I mean, that, I think there's a difference between caring and some people care and some people don't. Some people it's important to them. Some
exactly.
It's not
really important to me because I think I've had the experience of like
always being
read as that anyway, and like.
Yeah.
I don't know. Although I really hate it when someone calls me ladies.
Oh, yeah.
That
That's not the right gendering.
Also, because it's like...
Girls.
Yeah, and also ladies is like, that's such a sexist, annoying word as well. It's like, we're not in the 1800s. Like,
I'm
not a lady. Like, should I call you gentleman? Like, it's so strange. It's like,
is it sexist? It's like,
I think it is.
I think it's like how you feel about it. You know?
Maybe.
But as in, like, the word lady, like ladylike, it's like,
No, I'm right, with
gender role and like,
it's also like
expectations.
But do you find, okay, so like, if we were in a group and a waiter came up to us and said, like, hey guys, were you fine? You're fine.
I would love that.
Guys,
People are saying, hey, but
is
guys
gender? Like a thing. The only people that get mad
to
at
some
guys,
people, I think trans women.
TERFs.
Yeah.
TERFs don't
well,
like,
it, yeah, well,
okay.
Yeah.
Don't maybe,
guys as a generalizer for people who.
I do say guys to everyone.
Maybe it should be, hey,
oh my God, how many trans women have I said guys to?
I struggle with that too. Yeah. I think.
So, okay.
I would say, yeah, most trans girls that I know.
Do you think it's also different in the UK and US?
Maybe. But I do. I don't know.
Everyone would say guys.
I think the thing that's hard is like androgyny is actually masculine. You know what I mean?
So when you say guys, for us, it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's affirming. But
it's still masculine.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
It's not.
Because it's just because everything is just the patriarchy.
But also,
you know what I mean?
But also, old. It is such a like older woman at a restaurant thing of like you. You're
I don't
a
think androgyny is always
say,
masculine,
hey,
but I think it is in the greater culture of like
it
how
is.
People are perceived.
Well,
when
I
you say someone's
sure,
androgynous, you
for
usually
sure in the AFAB community. But I think if people are AMAB and non-binary.
I'm talking about men
traditional.
Call me
what, dude. Think about what
this is so chaotic. What just happened?
Shut the fuck up.
Think about what androgynous clothing is.
Yeah, it's masculine
unisex.
Clothes.
It's
unisex
men's,
clothes.
Yeah. Like unisex
it's
not
true.
Dresses.
It might not be how you see about it, but it's the way it's always been presented.
How you see about
Anyways, nice to have an episode with you.
Yeah. Wait, but why when you were five were you thinking fuck? Like what were you what was the
I just really didn't want to be gay. I just wanted to be normal.
Who
but what made you think you might be gay?
Movies, making out with my friends and dry humping them every day.
Totally.
Raw, dry humping.
Being in love with my best friends consistently.
We love you so much.
We love
you.
Love you
guys so much.
Love you.
I can't wait for you to live here. Let's read
one.
A review.
Okay.
What's a review?
We read our reviews and rate them
and say, that was cool that you said that.
Oh, cool.
Excuse me, I burped.
All right, so this is a 5-star review from KC8190.
Okay.
Big podcast, big review.
Yep.
Over the past few months, this podcast has become one of my favorite things to look forward to. I love fully immersing myself in it, so usually I end up listening on long, meandering walks. Because of this, I've come to associate random parts of my city with whatever you guys are talking about in the podcast when I was walking by there. And it could be somewhere I've walked 100 times, but now this crosswalk makes me think of Lucy Dacus talking about journaling, or this road makes me think of Naomi talking about being an only child. I'm also an only child. I promise we're real. Yeah, chaotic makes me feel really understood and brings me a lot of joy and is also now something I'm reminded of wherever I go anywhere. Also, I love your music very much.
Oh, that was just nice.
That was so sweet.
I was waiting for the pen to drop.
It's one of the sweetest reviews.
I like reading the longer ones because it's just like...
No one was trying to get a bit off.
No.
No offense to the other reviews.
Do you like roast the reviews sometimes?
Sometimes.
No, I like the bits. I like the bits.
We love the bits, but this one was sweet and no bit.
Yeah, it's just funny that anyone gives a fuck about anything that we do.
Yeah. But I also am proud of this person for walking around and listening to podcasts. Like,
I don't do that
thing to do. I used to do it.
I don't listen to music walking around.
I used to walk a lot more when my dogs were.
I've only ever listened to two podcasts.
Yeah,
this your one.
You listen to Gaiotic?
I knew it.
Wow, Amber Bain, Gaiotic listener.
Why I haven't listened to every episode, but I've listened to lots of them.
Hell yeah! Wow, why do you?
Because you miss us.
Because I miss you guys.
Oh, I love you.
Okay,
so sweet.
And I listened to this one and that Exploration Live one.
What?
Oh, look. Well, if you're ever in New York, go on it.
Okay.
I'll set you up.
Okay. Don't get me on another podcast. But I would like to do that. Thanks.
Right. Okay, baby. We love you so much.
This was fun. Bye, guys.
Okay, wait. No.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
Love you so much. And I love you, Katie.
Love you, Amber. This was so much fun. Love you, Naomi.
Love you, my little baby angel. I love you, Josette. You got to say you love yourself.
Okay.
You don't have
I love
to say
you guys.
You love us.
I love you, Amber.
Yay. Wow. That was one of the easiest ones.
Cool.
Great.
Bravo.
Gaiotic is a production of HeadGum.
Created and hosted by us, the band Muna, but mostly we're known as the famous podcasters from the podcast Gaiotic.
Our producer is Anya Kanovskaya.
And our associate producer is Ali Khan.
The show is mixed and mastered by Sam Mutin.
If you want to prove that you love us, feel free to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever people review podcasts. We might even pick your review and talk about it if it's a really good and really nice one.
You can subscribe to Gaiotic on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher,
wherever you get your podcasts.
New episodes drop on Hump Day, Wednesday. One of the greatest days of the week, baby.
That's right. We do this regularly because we have fucking discipline.
You're listening to our voices right now, which sound pretty good. But guess what? The face cards don't decline either. So head over to our Instagram at whereismuna and like one of our photos. I mean, truly any dopamine hit we can get is helpful.
Meet you right back here next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.